Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Presidents Obama and Putin disagree over Syria. President Obama called on the world Monday to shun war and conflict and instead engage in new diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts across the globe. Mr. Obama told the UN General Assembly that the world will be stronger if we work together and move away from force and coercion.
But I stand before you today believing in my core that we, the nations of the world, cannot return to the old ways of conflict and coercion. We cannot look backwards. We live in an integrated world, one in which we all have a stake in each other's success. We cannot turn back those forces of integration.
Mr. Obama also defended U.S. military strength in a campaign against Islamic State insurgents in the Middle East. He also said there were no simple answers for ending 4 years of fighting in Syria, but said diplomacy must be used to forge agreement for the Syrian people to live together in peace. Meanwhile, President Putin told the General Assembly Monday that the armed forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are valiantly fighting terrorism face-to-face, and that refusing to cooperate with them is a huge mistake. He also called for creation of a broad international anti-terrorist coalition, which he compared to the anti-Hitler coalition of the Second World War. The interim leader of the Central African Republic, Catherine Samba Panza, left the UN earlier than planned Monday to go home because of violence plaguing the capital of her country. Reports from Bangui say dozens of people have been killed in 3 days of clashes. They involve Christians and Muslims, and it was all sparked by the death of a Muslim man. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says that the nuclear deal agreed to between the six major powers in Tehran should signal a new era and help lead to peace and stability in the Middle East. Speaking in New York, he said Iran would not forget the international sanctions imposed on it, but is eager to show it can choose a lasting peace based on development and shared interests. Taliban fighters in Afghanistan have taken control of Kunduz after staging a well-coordinated offensive against the northern city, the first time insurgents have taken a major urban area since being ousted from power in 2001. The insurgents also have released hundreds of prisoners from the city's detention facility. Afghan officials say commando units of national security forces have arrived in Kunduz and are preparing to launch a counteroffensive to retake control. Teachers are on strike in Kenya, demanding the government implement a 50% to 60% wage increase ordered by the Supreme Court. Jill Craig reports from Nairobi.
Teachers and students across Kenya waited Monday to hear the result of an Employment and Labor Relations Court hearing that could end the national teacher strike. But after a packed courtroom of teachers, union bosses, lawyers, and journalists waited 90 minutes to hear arguments, teachers' union officials announced the judge was ill and would need to postpone the proceedings to Thursday.
And you can see, we must be ready for a very long stretch.
That was Akelo Misori, Secretary General of KUPET, the Kenyan Union of Post-Primary Education Teachers. But as officials take to the courtrooms, Kenya's teachers and students remain out of class. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
NASA Space Agency scientists have found strong evidence of saltwater streams on Mars, at least during the Red Planet's summer. The lines of hydrated salt minerals found would require water for their creation. And where there is liquid water, there could be life, even if it is in microbial form. Chinese President Xi Jinping, in remarks at the General Assembly in New York Monday, promised new commitments to uphold peace, encourage global development, and support efforts to reduce climate change. President Xi pledged $1 billion in aid to the UN Peace and Development Fund and promised to create a reserve force of 8,000 UN peacekeeping troops. For his part, Cuban leader Raul Castro said full normalization of ties between the U.S. and Cuba will not occur until the U.S. lifts the trade embargo, ends its illegal occupation at the Guantanamo Bay military base, stops destabilizing broadcasts to Cuba, and compensates Cubans for economic damages. Mr. Castro said his government would continue to introduce a draft resolution against the U.S. trade embargo at the United Nations, as long as the embargo remained in place. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.